something you wanted to postpone the interview?
Oh, fixing to make, sir.
Yeah, you're making, sir, but Joseph.
Making, down below Jensen, there's just a little piece.
Were you making it yourself?
Well, he and I together. I've been making, sir, ever since I was 6 years old.
Is that right?
I could stand up on a big wide board that was on stovewood blocks to make me up high enough to where I could see over in the evaporator. And I take care of my side of the evaporator, and all the skimming from the other side back as far as the syrup was concerned. Because you got to keep that, all the skimmings back away from it. If you let them cook over in, then they cook into the syrup, it makes the syrup dark. And it's so much harder to strain it and get it clean in the syrup that is druggy.
Yeah.
It's just not very good.
Is that the kind of thing that you see with the
You take the cane mill, you know, but you put a hitch of meal to, you know, and just goes round and round.
Yeah.
You got a lever that's fastened to the top of the mill.
Yeah.
And then you got a little pole that goes out to the, it's far enough that you can have a halter or a rope that'll go from the ring of the bits over to that little lead pole, we call it, that was tacked to the main lever. That kept the mule from taking off out across the field. She had to follow that little lead pole, you see, and they learned to go round and round.
What kind of syrup was this?
It was sugar cane. I had some ribbon cane, some red cane, and some old-time green cane. Very little of it. But I had quite a bit of the red cane and the ribbon cane. And the ribbon has a green streak that runs up and down it, you see. It'll have some red streaks. You can't say band because bands would go around, and this runs up and down. And you have red streaks and then white, green streaks, and that's called ribbon. Mighty good chain. It's hard, but it's sweet. It'll turn out more syrup per gallon of juice than the original red cane.
Is most of the syrup that's made around here cane syrup?
Practical part of it, yes.
Is
but
there any other?
You know there's not but very little syrup that's made in this country anymore. Back when I was a kid, every family had a cane patch, no matter if he was a tenant farmer. That was a must, is to have a cane patch, potato patch, and his good garden, and also he had to provide for his own pork. He'd raise his own hogs. And in most tenant farmers, they're allowed, or the most farmers, allowed the tenant farmers to run their hogs on, because it was worked on halves. They could put as many hogs on his half of that crop as the landowner and fatten his meat. And they had their own milk cows. They were allowed to run their own milk cow in the pasture and graze with the farmer's cattle.
Is there anything that's similar to syrup, only you might say it's a little thicker?
Well, no. The only thing that I could give you there would be what they call molasses, which is made from sorghum. But we can't make sorghum syrup down here that is palatable like they can in Tennessee. I don't know what the difference is, but they can make what they call molasses from that sorghum.
Yeah.
And it's just so thick it will hardly pour out. Of course, you can cook sugar cane that syrup.
Are syrup and molasses different things?
Well, no, it's you might say it's the same thing because it's made from the sugar, the substance of sugar that comes out of the cane, the sorghum. You take corn, it's got a certain amount of green corn stalks, it's got a certain amount of sugar in it. And they take corn and cane and make this kale syrup that's white. But sorghum syrup, cook it in this country, it's got a wang that you just can't eat it. However, we planted some sorghum and made some sorghum syrup every year. We'd put up maybe a couple of 30-gallon barrels. Then we'd draw that off so much at the time and mix it with what we call the slop. That was the refuse from the kitchen, the dishwater, and the scraps.